Favorable autumn weather will occur across the majority of the Midwest as we move out through this next 2-week period. Now, it may not be autumn according to the calendar, but from a meteorological perspective, it is autumn. And autumn runs from September 1st out through the end of November, actually. And as we move forward through this next 2-week period, we're going to see a mix of weather that'll be mostly supportive for crops that are filling, maturing, and being harvested. We're not expecting a tremendous volume of rainfall to occur across the region, but we will see some showers every once in a while. The precipitation is certainly not expected to be great enough to cause major setbacks in farming activity. The maturation process should occur relatively well, and we'll expect this process to still continue as we move on into the latter part of the month. We did experience a little bit of frost this morning and a few light freezes in the northern plains, North Dakota, and northern portions of Minnesota reported such conditions. We also saw a few pockets of frost and a few light freezes in north central South Dakota and south central North Dakota. The cold occurred in all of these areas, didn't get any lower than about 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and that only occurred at one location. Most of the temperatures were 32 or warmer, and the temperatures were not cold enough for a long enough period of time to cause permanent crop damage in the majority of that region. A little bit of leaf mass damage took place. The only reason for dwelling on that this morning is because some of that cool air is expected to be in the upper Midwest tomorrow morning. We do expect to see some frosty conditions occurring in portions of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Although, with that said, this will be patchy soft frost. We don't expect freezes to occur in very many locations, and just like last night, the freezes that occur will be extremely brief and light, less than an hour, most likely, where temperatures might get down to 32 degrees. Northern parts of Minnesota and some of the traditionally coldest locations in Wisconsin will be the areas that are most likely going to see those light freezes. For the majority of the Corn Belt, there's not going to be any serious impact. The cool air will be felt in all of the Midwest this week. However, we're expecting the temperatures to bottom out in the 40s in many locations for nighttime lows. The coolest morning will probably be Sunday. We'll expect a few upper 30s to occur on Sunday as well, still in the northernmost parts of Michigan. Well, the high temperatures are going to be impressively chilly across the region for a couple of days. We fully expect to see the afternoon highs coming down into the 60s and lower 70s across the region. Many areas in the Midwest may only be in the 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, with the exception of the Missouri River Basin area. Then the cool air will begin to abate. We'll bounce right back into a seasonable range of temperatures next week and stay there probably into the following weekend. We'll also expect that to generate highs running in the 70s and 80s most often across the region, with lows back at night expected to slip into the 50s and some lower 60s once we're back into the thick of the warmest weather. Now, precipitation prospects for the region are not all that impressive, but we will see some rainfall occurring yet today across parts of the eastern Midwest. The majority of that is going to be light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2, 3, or 4 tenths of an inch. Don't expect the precipitation to last very long in any particular location. We saw some impressive heavy rain last night across parts of Kansas and Missouri, with some 2-inch plus amounts of rain, as much as 5 inches being reported in a couple spots, but nothing like that is going to occur across the majority of the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Once we're done with this precipitation event, it should be dry until the middle part of next week, and even then, we'll see showers occurring mostly in the western parts of the Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.